What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show. Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. Noon hour straight ahead, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL No Huddle, a couple minutes away. We're going to do back-to-back NFL No Huddle. It's a big weekend, Randy. There's a lot of good games, a lot of good storylines, coaching carousels, all that kind of good stuff. 45 minutes of NFL football starting now.
Do they still buy drinks? Like, hey, if you're the only single guy here, do you buy girls drinks? Like, hey, barkeep, send the
last time
get the ladies whatever they want.
Last time Abe had an opportunity to hit the town and
nothing was
flirt
open
with the ladies.
Nothing was open.
He watched The Martian with Bo in a hotel room.
That was at like 4:30.
I know. I bent the truth on that one quite a bit.
But
I'm sorry.
It did happen. That's not that.
Well, but all the bars were closed.
Yeah, but no, I'm saying you're a single guy. You're out at your bar, as you like to say.
Right.
And there's two shouters at the corner. You're like, hey, barkeep, send those ladies whatever they want.
Yeah, so it, at least for me, I can't speak to anyone else, it would work kind of in reverse.
Oh, they got you drinks?
No. I didn't. Not that way.
Oh,
that's always. I know you're in there.
I would buy someone a drink, but not as the first introductory step.
Mm. I see. So you'd like be talking, and then
I might go start talking to them, and then.
Oh, okay.
Would you like a refill? Can
I would do the. I would do the. Hey, send them a couple drinks. Move. When I was single, and then they'd get them and look around,
lot more...
give them a little head nod. And, then, you know.
I can't sing no drink until I speak to you, because what if you got bad breath?
You know, if you send them a drink, then it smells like tequila.
People also have
bad breath?
Concerns accepting a drink that they're not exactly sure where it's from, who it's from.
The bartender
gives it to them.
I know, but nowadays it's still a little.
Or you sit down and ask the ladies what they're drinking.
Yeah.
I got it.
Exactly. That's what you do.
Yeah,
I mean, you get them.
I got it.
You don't just... they're not drinking what I'm drinking, probably. Send them a PBR and a shot of Will Bourbon.
But the key to that is always this, though, when you do that. This is back when I was in the streets. You, like what you just said, you ain't drinking what I'm drinking.
Probably.
You know what I mean? That was always the thing.
Now, if you are.
That was always the thing. And the shake, you know that one, them one shakers that be just bothering you. You want to buy me a drink, Poppy? That Poppy used to get me all the time. Yeah, man, whatever you want. Did she talk about something?
Like kryptonite. Talking about
bring me, what was that drink? Oh, it was, what was the name? It was, God almighty, it's the pink one. What was the pink drink?
Like a Cosmo?
No, the pink liquor drink. The pink thing that was in the funny looking bottle. Voo? No.
Damn, oh, God, I don't
know. It was kind of like...
Do you want like Tequila Rose?
No, it was like Alizé. It was, remember the Alizé and the what was the blue one?
Hypnotic.
Hypnotic, but it was a pink one.
Hypnotic's back, by the way.
But it was a pink one, though.
Back in the mix.
What was the name of that? It was a pink one.
I'm not sure. I'm sure people listening will hit us up.
It's like $60 in the shake. Like, hold on, Shotty.
Wow.
I'm talking about, I'm over here drinking, you know, this right here. No, I ain't gonna pay no $60 for no pink drink.
No, that's outrageous.
Yeah, you lost your damn mind. That's so you always got to be cautious about that.
I guess that's true. If you're like, hey, bartender, ask them what they're drinking and couple on
me. Ask them what they're drinking.
Yeah, if they're like, they want two shots of Louis the 13th.
Yeah.
Like, well, first of all, any bar I'm at wouldn't have that. But you know what I mean? Like, no, we're not doing all that.
What's the name of that damn drink? Sorry, Nouveau?
It used to be a move. Like, I don't know if your original question is, do people still do that?
Yeah.
I hope so. I hope people are still out there buying drinks.
They're courting.
Because I don't think people even meet really at bars anymore?
No.
Like, I think people meet on apps, right? Which there's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. Like, it's a new day and all that. But, like, you meet on apps.
Nouveau, that's what it was. Thank you. Nouveau. Okay, and then I had it right.
And then you go on a date with them, and you've already probably stalked them online, so you've already formed your opinion of what they're like. And you don't really give yourself a chance to have that, like, natural organic connection, which you can have if you buy somebody a drink, and then, you know, who knows what happens.
I just think that, you know, because
my wife bought me 4 shots of tequila first night we hung out,
and that's wonderful
because she was trying to make a
play at you.
Yeah, she was trying to get me back to her lair.
I think you do the dating apps, right?
Yeah. Have you ever been unsuccessfully?
Have you ever been catfished on a dating app? Because I think if you catfish somebody on a dating app, you actually go to jail.
Agreed.
I think you go to jail.
No, I haven't. But, like, at what point do you realize? Because, like, if I went on a first date with someone, like, wouldn't that be where I realize?
But no, because usually when
there's
you
no
do
sending of money or anything
when you do the, when you do the Tinder thing or whatever, don't you meet them out? Mm-hmm. Right? You don't Tinder then, like, go to the person's house. Get your ass robbed.
Plus, some people do probably sometimes.
No,
I don't
would meet someone out.
I think, yeah, that's the smart thing to do.
Dude, that's a little... that was always a rule of mine, dog. You don't go to the woman's house. Mm. You don't ever, unless y'all are like multiples. Mm. But like the first night, you don't go to her house, man. You get your ass robbed up in there.
And that's definitely probably a consideration that you had to keep in mind.
Yeah.
Me not as much?
No. The game's getting robbed.
No.
Maybe he is.
No,
maybe
the
is.
First night, no, you can't. No.
Randy,
no.
I drive a Hyundai Accent. That, I believe.
Hey, man.
I believe it is quite literally at the time the cheapest car you could buy that was like new.
Hey, man,
like quite literally.
I was actively trying to go to her place because her sheets were probably clean. And she probably had heat.
First night,
she might have snacks. Right.
Like I think back now in college, okay, but grown up, no.
That's good. You had rules and standards.
No, man, college. I mean, college is college, but like once you got out of college and you started meeting like women who have actual headboards.
But again, like you, once you got out of college, you were a person worth robbing. When I got out of college, I was immediately worth less than I was worth when I was in college, when I was getting financial aid. I was immediately worth negative money because of student loans. Yeah, you got out of college, and you might rob Randy and make some money.
Yeah.
You rob me, like, what are you going to get? You know what I mean? All right, well, we'll do a quick NFL no huddle.
We got two of them.
And then we'll do a second.
We got two of them.
Yeah. All right, NFL no huddle here to kick off the 12 o'clock hour. We'll save the actual game breakdowns for 10 minutes from now because we don't want to rush through any of that stuff. I think all these games have different levels of intrigue. Obviously, most excited about the Ravens and the Bills on Sunday night, but we'll get to all that. There's some headlines to get to for sure. Falcons completed an interview with former Bengals defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo.
Yep.
They also completed an interview with Derek Ansley, who was the Packers passing game coordinator.
I don't know why when I saw that, when I was like, that might be the one for some reason.
Least sexy?
Yep, might be the one.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the first, when I saw that, it's like, that might be the one.
Why hasn't Bill Belichick signed his North Carolina contract?
I don't know. And I think, Michael Lombardi was on with Pat McAfee yesterday and basically trying to explain it. But I was listening and reading up on some stuff this morning about it. Okay, so he has a $10 million buyout, right? Okay.
Right.
Technically. And then
after a year, it
turns to one. And so you're looking at it from there, I don't think he's going to shun. I think maybe once all the jobs are filled, then he'll be like, okay, I'll sign it. I think so. Once all the NFL jobs are filled, he might sign it then. But I mean, I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know.
It just seems weird.
Yeah.
But we talked at the beginning of the year last year how Sharon Moore, the head coach for Michigan, hadn't signed his contract.
But was that more or less on him, or they just haven't come with a contract
yet? I guess
they
hadn't come to an agreement on terms or whatever it was. I don't know. But that struck me as odd also. I mean, you know, working without a contract, it's dangerous business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I said. Is he like, because he don't have nothing binding.
Uh-huh.
So it's more or less like, okay.
Which means he could just leave.
Means he can leave.
Yeah, there's no buyout at all.
And so is he like,
it would be a PR hit, but it wouldn't be any money.
He don't give a damn about no PR hit.
Sure doesn't.
But then I saw the picture yesterday, him and his young old lady.
Young old lady.
Young old lady.
I think she's a student there, actually.
No way.
No, I don't know.
Oh, man.
Maybe she was. But she, I mean, she could.
She got to do something.
Yeah.
She probably.
Go to grad school.
What if she did go to grad school? Good for her.
Why not?
Good for
probably her. Probably get free
tuition. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, her sugar daddy is an employee.
Yeah.
Kind of. He hasn't signed no contract.
Hasn't signed a contract yet, but eventually he'll probably be an employee. I don't know. That's a weird deal. I don't really know what all goes into that.
I'm pretty sure, because they've been together for a little bit, right?
Him and the youngster?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure she's met. I just want to know what the pops thinks.
Her pops?
Yeah.
Probably thinks it's really weird.
Yeah. Because, I mean, they both have old man conversations.
Because like, her dad's probably his age.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm not. Oh, man, I hope that never happens.
Yeah.
Lily but, brings home a 70-year-old man.
I'm
70.
You're 70? Oh,
I'll
man.
Fight him. I have to fight a 70-year-old man.
You
got to fight him,
dog. You got to fight everybody. Him. I saw when my man Method Man beat up his girlfriend, his daughter's ex-boyfriend.
Saw that, yeah.
Hell yeah, dog.
Yeah.
It ain't never over. It ain't never. I text Kodak yesterday. I text Kodak picture. I was like, the little boy with the fish lip handshake that she was dating before.
Right.
I told her, I said, you better let him know this ain't over because I'm going to see him.
Did he do something wrong?
No.
Oh. I thought he was always really respectful and nice.
Nah.
And then he got dumped.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. But still, I never liked that dude, man. I just never liked that dude.
Real Fair quick, enough. there's a new name for the Falcons defensive coordinator search.
All right.
Steelers secondary coach Grady Brown.
All right.
Can see that
expected
one.
To be interviewed today.
Can see that one.
Okay. Never heard of him.
Yeah, I know. We're talking about Wink and
doesn't mean
and
anything.
All those guys. I see one of these guys being the DC.
Okay.
I don't know because Rod's a defensive coach. He's mm-hmm. a defensive coordinator by heart. Do y'all want to come work for him?
Here's the thing. If you're one of those guys, we talked about this, you know, the last handful of years when we've had a head coaching vacancy. Like, what's the pitch?
Mm-hmm.
You're one of these guys with a resume,
mm-hmm.
like a Wink Martindale, one of these guys. What's the pitch
yeah,
to come here.
Exactly.
You know what I
That's
mean?
That's what I'm saying. But
if you're an up-and-comer,
so if you're
sure.
an up-and-comer guy like these guys, yeah, but you think about Wink Martindale and Lou
yep.
and all these guys. Like, Ross still a defensive coordinator-minded coach. Do you want him to be, do you want to answer to Raw? I'm not saying that Raw would be, meddling and all those stuff. That's not what I'm saying. But, why would I want to come here?
Well, yeah, that part of it. But then also just, how good do I think my defense can be quickly.
Right.
Unlike the roster.
Yeah.
Are they going to invest on that side of the ball? They never have.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm one of the older, if I'm one of those vets, I could see that. If it's a promotion and it's the biggest job you ever got, if you're Grady Brown, I could see that. No, that's a good point.
That's one we didn't think about. Her dad could be younger than me.
Ooh, that'd be even worse. Even worse. Plus, also, he's famous. It'd be one thing if your daughter was dating some old guy about it. You could just kind of lie and keep it a secret.
Uh-huh.
She's all over the internet.
Does Bill call?
I hope. I don't know. It's a bad situation. No thanks. Not interested. We'll come back and get to the second round of the NFL No Huddle, where we actually talk about the football games that'll be played this weekend. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, NFL No Huddle Round 2. We'll make our picks against the spread coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. I think we're going to pick 3 of the NFL games and the national championship. So whatever 3 you guys want to go with. And then, of course, Ohio State and Notre Dame. We'll also play Sports Jeopardy in 20 minutes as well. But let's talk about these games. Let's just go in chronological order. Let me see if I have this right. Okay, the games will be on WAOK tomorrow, but both of the games on Sunday will be on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So you can listen to the games right here on Sunday. If you want to listen on Saturday, they'll be on WAOK. Texans and Chiefs. A lot of people talking about how they believe in the Texans in this one.
Yeah, we talked about it. Tooney will start at left tackle for them. I think they might probably their best option. Humphries is healthy, but I mean, he's just not there. I think because of what you watched last week, obviously, They were struggling. CJ hits a big play, and then they get it rolling and end up beating the hell out of the Chargers. The thing is that those pass rushers, Will Anderson and company up there,
for Danielle Hunter
and those guys, them rushing the passer with those corners, Lassiter and Stingley Jr., those corners matching up, because they can bump and run all day on them. Mm-hmm. They just really can't. They don't have any explosives down the field. They just don't. I mean, they got word that he can go.
Yeah.
But I'm just talking about those guys that are going to be out there. I just think that they can lock them up. Now, can Worthy get behind him and make a big play throughout the game? Yeah, he can. But that pass rush is going to be a problem for them.
It's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough for them. Now, the biggest thing with the Texans is that their worst part is just like the Chiefs. Their worst part is their interior offensive line, and the Chiefs have the best interior offensive defensive lineman in the league, yep. and Chris Jones, who's yep. rested and healthy. Yep. He's going to wear that left guard and right guard ass out, because this is what happened in the damn Charger game. They got worn the hell out, and so I can see that happening like that. And don't know, Joe Mixon got hurt in practice this week, hurt his ankle. Don't know what his status is going to be. It is an Arrowhead. But I think it's a one score game.
Yeah,
I do. So. Just how the Chiefs play.
I think so too. Until I see it, I don't believe that they're going to start like switching into Chiefs Terminator playoff mode like they have.
Right.
Maybe they will. Maybe they will, and then we'll reassess and talk about it for the AFC Championship game. But they played one score games all year, and it seems like they'll probably do that. It is interesting though, because it's strength on weakness. When you talk about that edge rush of the Texans versus the Chiefs tackles and the interior pass rush of the Chiefs and the Texans interior offensive line. Like, it's a tough day to be a quarterback.
It is.
And both those guys are good, and they can move a little bit and all that, but it's going to be a tough day.
These quarterbacks are going to be harassed all day in this game. It just is what it is.
How do Kamari Lassiter and Derek Stingley tackle?
Oh.
Are they good tacklers?
Yes.
Because I think what the Chiefs are going to try to do is get the ball out of his hands quickly onto the perimeter to those fast playmaking guys. Because I just don't think there's going to be time. Like you said, they might have time to hit a couple deep shots.
But the thing about it is that Worthy's a deep guy, but you have some great – they don't have time to get the ball.
Mahomes not going to have enough time to sit back there and let him get deep. They might be able to find a time or two to do it, but it's going to be a lot of quick passes to the outside. Yes. Those guys are going to have to wrap up the tackle.
Lassiter is a really good tackler. Okay. Stingley Jr. is a very good tackler.
Well, there you go. Good luck. I feel like this game's going to be – I think it's going to be a good game. It might be kind of an ugly game. This might be a grimy game.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah. Watch yourself, though.
All right. I don't think this one will be. I think this one will not be ugly. I think it'll be a lot of scoring in the Lions and Commanders. It's the only game that's in a controlled climate.
Right.
It'll be perfect conditions inside Detroit. The over-under I saw for combined punts was 5.5.
I go under.
Under.
I go under that.
Under.
But because the thing with Washington in this game is that Detroit is going to abuse the Commanders' defense.
Yes, they are.
They're going to abuse them. Yes, so that puts Dan in a position where
Bobby Wagner's supposed to play. Yeah, so that's good.
Yeah. I mean, but still, they're gonna probably embarrass them. But the thing with Washington, when you talk about their offense, it's all about the quarterback, and it's all about trying to keep pace. So they're gonna go for it on fourth down a whole lot because they did it in the whole season, and so they got to figure out a way to keep track with this team, because I just don't see the Commanders slowing his offense down at all, and they're back whole too, and they can do that the double running back thing that they did all year. This might get ugly. I know
Montgomery, who is who you're talking about. Yes. Sounds like he's supposed to go.
Yeah, and then you look and
which is huge.
But I just the Commanders' offense. It's all about him. And Terry Glenn, I mean, he's a hell of a defensive coordinator. We saw what he did. Not Terry Glenn, but
Aaron Glenn.
Aaron Glenn, thank you. And you saw what they did to Sam Darnold and everything like that. He's going to probably do that. Now, the biggest thing with Jaden is, unlike Sam Darnold, he can get out of the way.
Yeah, and he just doesn't panic.
And Darnold that's the panics. Biggest thing. He sees ghosts.
Yeah.
And Jaden don't see ghosts.
Doesn't.
But he's going to have – he's like how we talked about with the National Championship game, Ryan Leonard. He's going to have to do everything.
Yeah.
He's going to have to do everything.
No, absolutely. Jaden's
going to have to do everything.
He just – like, I think he'll be able to do a lot in order to keep it interesting.
Right.
But I just think the Lions offense is way too much. But I think there's a lot of points scored in that game. The Commanders are – I didn't realize this. I know everybody goes for it on fourth down now. Dan Quinn probably loves this this go-for-it era as much as anybody. Dan Campbell does, too.
Yeah.
Commanders are the best fourth-down conversion team in NFL history. The best single-season fourth-down conversion rate of any team in NFL history. And a lot of that has to do with Jaden Daniels just being able to beat you in so many different ways.
And he's going to. He's going to have to do that. He's going to have to play his best game of the year, which I have no doubt. Now, if the Lions blank around and let them in his game, keep them in his game, and Washington get the ball last, that's your ass.
This is the one that, like, if the Lions lose this game, what a bummer. What a gigantic letdown.
Yes.
To finally be the number one. They've never been the number one seed in the history of their franchise.
Yes.
Like, how do they deal with having a bye? Like, they've never had that before.
And
like,
that place
it's all new for them.
It's going to be rocking.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
That place is going to be rocking.
But if they find a way to mess around and lose this game, that's going to be a devastating offseason, man. As good as they are, 15-2.
Because they losing everybody.
Oh, they're losing everybody.
All the coordinators.
Ben Johnson came back to try to go on this run.
Yes.
if they fall flat, man, what? Yeah, it's a, don't do that.
Yeah, man.
Because even if the Chiefs lose to the Texans, that sucks, and it'll be an upset. But Chiefs have won 3 out of the last 5.
Yeah.
It doesn't change anything about what their status is in NFL history. All they can do is build on it at this point. Lions lose this game. Like, that's crushing. Eagles and Rams, game one on Sunday, 3 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Eagles favored by 6.5 in this game.
Yeah, outdoors.
Cold.
Cold.
Weather.
But the Rams are whole. The Rams are whole as a team. The biggest thing with them is that can their defensive line, is about the Rams, can that defense keep Jalen in them in passing downs? Because if they let them run the football, because the one thing about the Rams, they're undersized. They're undersized compared to the big physical Philadelphia line. Mm-hmm. And if they get let them lean on them the whole game, first of all, they're going to possess the football, and then that's going to keep the Rams off the field. Mm-hmm. And then eventually you're going to break because they're going to ride him. They're going to ride the hell out of Saquon in this game.
It feels like a huge
I mean, you remember last time they played him. Now, I know it was in L.A. and control vibe and everything, but he had 300 damn yards of total damn offense. He had like, 275-yard run touchdowns and all that other stuff.
Is that good?
It's outstanding,
Andy.
Oh,
it's good. Okay.
It's outstanding, Andy.
That's a good day.
And so
it's like a high school player.
It's outstanding, Andy Bucker. Can they figure out to do that? And when the Rams are on offense, they got to be able to run the ball. They just can't let Stafford just sit back there and have to throw them in the game. He can do it because he's playing some really good ball. Mm-hmm. But we talked about it yesterday, his record and sub-temperatures and all those different things. It's not very good.
No, hadn't been great in the cold. I don't know. I just love that group when he's healthy and they're healthy. I think the Eagles are probably going to win the game because they're a better team. But if they can find a way, and this is like the biggest if in the world because of how talented he is, if they could find a way to limit Saquon a little bit, get off the field, maybe. Because I still don't know where Jalen's at exactly. Because he didn't play great last week.
No, he didn't.
He played okay, but he didn't play great. And he's obviously coming off that concussion, didn't play at the end of the season. Like,
you better hold.
If they could find a way to, like you said, to make it where he has to be in the pocket and throw the football. Yeah.
The biggest thing that you don't want to get to if you're the Eagles is get into I got to get A.J. Brown the ball by forcing it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he's upset.
You think he'll be reading his book on the sideline?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Probably. I mean, but they had to play. If they hit the tush-push pass, you don't hear nothing about this. The fake tush-push pass that Jalen missed. If they hit that, we don't hear nothing about it.
Yeah, third down.
Yeah, we don't hear nothing about this.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
I hope he's reading it the whole time.
Yeah.
All right, and then the marquee game of the weekend. They're all great games, but obviously the matchup everyone's looking forward to all year. They played earlier, but for the playoffs, the Ravens and the Bills, Sunday night, 6:30, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. In Buffalo, Baltimore favored by 1 on the road.
Yeah, I think this is all about whichever team does what they do the best, meaning like this. Can Baltimore just run over what the Buffalo Bills want to do defensively, and that's sitting with 5 DBs and all those sort of things? Can they do that? I don't know if Buffalo can do that. Buffalo's got to come out that nickel. They got to put some big bodies on the field. But the biggest thing with Josh is Josh's got to get out to a good start to keep Baltimore out of their big people.
Sounds like Zay Flowers is not going to be able to play for the Ravens, which is certainly a big loss for them. Buffalo just can't let Baltimore get out to an early lead they last time did either. They were up 21-0 earlier in that game early in the season. Baltimore just ran the ball on every play and it was over.
You're sitting out there with little people. No. You're sitting out there with little – it's a big man football game right here. I'm talking about if you're Buffalo, you got to bow your neck. I know Milano and all those dudes. Milano's a little dude, though. He's a damn good player.
Yeah, he's a good player.
But he's a little dude. How do they go away from – something that Pittsburgh did was just crashing the ends to take away the dive from Derrick Henry. Then Lamar was going there, so obviously they got to come up with a game plan for that. But
feels like a big tight end game.
But I mean, both
especially with Zay Flowers
both
being out.
Got
but
big, well, you know, you talk
Andrews
about
and Likely,
Likely, and them dudes right there. But yeah, if Baltimore can hold up against the run, now Sean McDermott's a hell of a defensive coach and everything like that. So, and you said it earlier this week when we talked about it. Well, I'm sure they're going to change their strategy. They still played that all year. Sub front. They can't win.
They
can't win sub front against Baltimore.
No, they'll get run into
the
ground.
They'll get
their Derrick Henry will run for 250 yards.
And then it's cold. And that big ass dude. Yeah.
No thanks. God. No thanks.
Josh Allen's got to run the hell out the ball.
That's true.
Yep.
Yeah, no doubt. And Cookie, too. And he's been great this year.
Yeah.
But, yeah, James Cook and Josh Allen have to be – I mean, you're not going to be as dynamic as a running duo as Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, but they got to be close.
Yeah.
That's and that, to me, that's the matchup. It's those two versus those two.
They outrush Baltimore.
They win.
Yes.
Yeah, they win the game.
No doubt.
Absolutely. All right, we'll come back. We'll make our picks against the spread. We'll play Sports Jeopardy. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Happy Hour Friday. Thank you for being with us. Hopefully you're enjoying. Maybe it's not happy hour for you yet. Maybe it will be soon. If it is, send us a picture of whatever you're drinking at TBM929. At RandyMac81, we'll give you a shout out. Make some picks against the spread in just a couple of minutes. Sports Jeopardy coming up. Back into the big story of the day. Huge football weekend ahead. Sounds like TikTok's going away.
Really?
Yeah. Supreme Court's like, yep, do it. Get rid of it.
Yeah, man. I mean,
sounds like we're going to be TikTokless starting on Sunday.
I don't think so.
Well, I've been TikTokless my whole life.
Something to happen, I guess. I don't know. Because it goes away Sunday, right?
Okay. That would be it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I just hope those folks have another income to save some money.
Apparently there's another place that's called like Red Letter or something like that.
That sounds like a porn site.
Red Note.
That sounds like a porn site.
That's Red Tube.
Ah, yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct.
Got
a new sign-up sheet.
Huh?
New sign-up.
Yeah, what's that?
What's that all about?
You got, like, click and, yeah, I'm 18.
Yeah, I'm 18.
Leave me alone.
Yeah. hopefully, and I don't
care. I'm saying the Red Note's like an alternative.
Yeah, and I don't care one way or the other if it comes or goes away or anything.
I don't either.
Yeah, just, you know. Just get you another job.
I was reading about a little bit as to like why though, because this is weird. Why? It must be about money, and I'm sure it is partially obviously about that. But they're worried that the Chinese government was going to collect all the data and then make AI that could then influence people on TikTok.
Yes.
And I was like, no, that's actually people are dumb.
We were just talking about
basically they think we're so dumb. Yeah. That they could, but they're right.
But
they're probably smart to do this.
It goes back to what we were talking about, you hear something, because that's all that the TikTok is. People do, like my kids, I had the time they got me and Chris was doing a dance. It's a TikTok challenge dance.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all it is, I dance like this all the time. I'm Boogie. And so y'all made it a challenge? Because a daddy boogie into a challenge. That's all it is.
Exactly. And I'm not you know.
It's a daddy boogie.
I'm not trying to call. I'm obviously not saying anything bad about them, but that's all it took. Make it a challenge. We'll do it.
Yep.
They're just saying the Chinese government's going to make stuff challenges and then we'll start doing it.
Become
a communist challenge.
Because you said.
I'm pretty sure eating Tide Pods was a TikTok challenge.
Exactly.
For example.
If people will eat Tide Pods because of that, then they're right. Shut it down.
Yeah.
Because folks can be influenced to do anything. And if they can start influencing people to become whatever.
Bunch of damn idiots.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
And that's what it is. They're just like trying to protect people from how stupid they think they are.
Yes, exactly.
And they're probably right.
Stay away from it.
They're probably right.
Stay away from it.
Probably right. All right.
I got my ass whooped last week, I think I went 0-4.
How'd we do, Abe? How'd we do last week?
Randy went 1-3.
Oh, I did. Okay, I got
last
one.
Week.
Okay,
better than 0-4.
Yeah. Yes. Andy's 3-1. Bo and I both went 2-2.
All right.
Overall, I have a half game lead essentially on both Andy and Bo. And Randy's back there too.
We only got a couple more weeks, right? I mean, obviously next week we'll pick the AFC NFC Championship games, and then we'll pick the Super Bowl.
Pro Bowl, of course.
Can we do that?
No.
Oh.
East-West Shrine.
yeah.
Oh, shout out to Marquise Williams.
Yeah, man. Marquise Williams, head coach out there for the East-West Shrine game.
Falcons special teams coordinator is going to be the coach of one of the teams at the East-West Shrine game.
I got the Atlanta Drive minus 2.5 on Tuesday night. We can pick that.
We'll spend plenty of time on that on Tuesday. So save it.
Yeah.
I don't want to give away any of my secrets. Billy Horschel. He's a madman.
Oh,
I met him. Nice guy.
Yeah, I mean, can't wait, dog. It's going to be a big day Tuesday.
I know. We'll wait. Tuesday, we're chomping at the bit. Mm-hmm. We'll get there.
You got that, and the Hall of Fame announcement comes Tuesday. Of course, it'll be after us, I guess.
Can so we bet on that?
About Wednesday.
The Hall of
Fame?
Sure. Hall of Fame for who?
Major League Baseball.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they got one of those.
You think Ichiro's going to get unanimous?
He should, but then again, there were two idiots that didn't draft, didn't
Yes.
Pick Junior.
They didn't pick for for Griffey. Didn't get unanimous.
Yeah.
God, I hate them freaking dudes.
Me too.
I hate people like that.
We should ban them
because
too.
I can.
What's can we?
Yeah. Can we? We're banning
a whole
stuff?
New set of.
Can we ban those
writers
guys?
That can vote?
Because I can. Because I have this vote, and I don't. You know what? I don't want him to be unanimous.
Because like people like to be gatekeepers anyway, but those people literally are gatekeepers. Yeah, they get the vote. God, they.
This is so. Ugh.
Yep.
Get on my damn nerves. Well, let's get these things right. All right, give me Houston +8 in Kansas City. Give me the Rams +6.5 versus Philadelphia. Detroit -9.5 versus Washington. Give me Ohio State -8.
Yeah, I'm taking Ohio State too. Yeah. I hope not. I hope it's a better game than that, but I don't know. I can't do it. I got Ohio State -8 against Notre Dame. Ravens -1 at Buffalo. Rams +6.5 at Philly. And Washington +9.5 at Detroit.
I can't. That Commanders Lions game. I can't go either way with it. Like you can see both happening.
I could.
It's very confusing. Yeah. I don't see how y'all.
9.5 is just so much. Like they could score a touchdown late and lose by 9. And, you know.
So give me the Texans. Give me the Rams. Give me the Ravens. And I'll never pick Notre Dame for anything. So give me Ohio State right along with y'all.
Make it quick. We all picked Ohio State. We all picked the Rams. I'm with Bunk on the Commanders. That game opened up at 5.5. I absolutely would have taken the Lions. In fact, I had written it on the sheet, Lions -5.5. Then I looked and I'm like, spread's 9.5. It's not really fair to take it.
What happened? That's a big
Vegas
jump.
Made a mistake.
Okay.
And they opened it at 5.5.
Wow.
I'll go with the Commanders with you. And then I am going to buy into the Chiefs. A little too much recency bias on the Texans. So I'm not sure I'm buying them yet either.
Right.
So that's where I'll go with that.
You want to play some Jeopardy?
Don't let money change you.
He didn't say yes.
He didn't say no.
He started singing.
Randy.
Maybe Randy wanted to sing for a while.
Humming the theme? What's going on here?
These segments are long. Like, we can give Randy a little time to sing if we want to.
Trey Young.
8 minutes. All right.
Trey Young has 2 50-point games. Dominique had 7 of them.
Oh, wow.
Between them, there was one Hawks player who dropped 50. It was in 2001.
Andy. I have no clue.
Andy.
Sharif.
That's correct. Sharif Abdul-Rahim dropped 50 on the dime.
Did not know that.
In 2001. Who was the interim head coach for Penn State in 2011 after Joe
Randy.
Randy.
Oh, you said interim. Oh, God. It was the because Bill O'Brien got the job.
Right.
God. No, it wasn't him.
Wasn't who? Yeah.
Was it him?
No.
No, it wasn't him. Whoever the defensive coordinator was.
Yeah, I have no clue. I got no clue. Who was it?
Finish the question or just keep going?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Finish it.
Interim head coach for Penn State in 2011 when Joe Paterno was dismissed, leading the Nittany Lions to a 1-3 record before Bill O'Brien took over.
Yeah. That didn't help. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know who it was.
Tom Bradley?
Okay.
The hell is that?
The interim coach in 2011 when Joe Pa was dismissed.
Hey, well, that's why we didn't know the answer to it. I don't feel bad about not knowing that.
Fair enough.
Conte would have known.
Which current NFL quarterback, he is a backup at the moment, is not in this year's postseason? But is tied with Y.A. Tittle for most playoff starts without a win, doing so 4 times.
Oh.
You said he's not in the playoffs this year?
Correct. Yeah. Okay. So an active NFL quarterback, he's currently serving in a backup role,
Okay.
has tied for the most playoff starts without a win.
Andy.
Andy.
How is it Andy Dalton?
It is Andy Dalton.
Okay.
4 of them.
Okay. I thought maybe he won one, but guess not.
No, he's a Marvin Lewis all of me.
Yeah, guess not.
Name all 4 schools Nick Saban has served as head coach
Randy.
Of. Go ahead.
Oh, all 4 schools. Of course, Bama, LSU, Michigan State, and was he the head coach at Kent? Is it, you said college?
Yes.
Yeah. Alabama, LSU, Michigan State. I'm just going to say Kent State.
That is incorrect.
Yeah. I mean, went to school there.
Akron?
We're dancing around it. Toledo.
Toledo.
He's the head coach of Toledo.
Toledo.
Did not know that.
Obviously.
Did not know that.
Huh.
I thought it was 3.
Name the only NFL franchise that has never had a quarterback throw for 4,000 or more yards.
Andy.
I heard Andy first.
The Chicago Bears.
Yep.
That is correct. I was maybe hoping Caleb could get there this year. He'll get there. 500 yards away this year. So there you go. During the 2024 Braves season, only one player, hitter or pitcher, registered a WAR of -1 or worse.
Oh.
Randy. Jesse Chavez.
That is incorrect.
So they had, hang on. You finish it?
Who was that player?
No, he had a -1 or worse WAR.
Only player on the Braves.
Goodness gracious. Was it Kelnick?
It was not, but the guy he platooned with a little bit.
Who was it?
Adam Duvall.
Oh, boy, he didn't have a very good year.
He was awful.
Yeah.
He was awful.
Yeah.
Who was the only NFL team this season that won 10 games and did not make the playoffs? Andy.
The Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct. We are up 4-0. Name three of the seven NFL quarterbacks who won the Super Bowl despite not being the starter week one of that season.
Randy
first.
Jeff Hostetler.
Oh, good call.
Nice.
Oh, God. The three that were not the starters.
There's seven of them. You only have to name three of the seven.
Okay. Jeff Hostetler.
That's one.
Nick Foles.
That's two.
And... oh, he got hurt in the preseason. I was going to say Kurt Warner. He got hurt in the preseason, though. I know this answer.
I mean,
I can't think of it. It's off the top of my head right now. It's killing me. Oh, God. Come on, Randy. Come on. And I don't know.
You want to just throw out a name for a guess?
I'm trying to. You said to start the season.
Right.
Yeah.
Damn, Kurt Warner, but Kurt Warner wasn't the starter. Oh, Ben Roethlisberger.
That is incorrect.
Yeah, I can't think.
Andy?
Tom Brady. Tom Brady was one of them.
He sure was.
But also, just say Kurt Warner. You kept talking yourself out of Kurt Warner.
Trent got hurt in the preseason.
I don't know if it was a different team. I don't know what's going on. But Warner was on the list along with Tom Brady. Nick Foles, mm-hmm. Doug Williams.
Ah, yeah.
You mentioned Jeff Hostetler.
Which is a great one to get. That's the hardest one to get.
I don't know why I thought Trent Green got hurt in the preseason.
I think it was week one.
Oh, I thought
when he got his head bounced. Remember that?
No, he got his knee.
Oh, that wasn't the one where he went to slide and just got absolutely destroyed into the ground?
No, I thought that was in the preseason.
Seven I saw listed were Brady, Warner,
Foles. It could be.
Doug Williams, Jeff Hostetler.
Yeah, I should have got
Jim Plunkett. Trent Dilfer and then Roger Staubach.
Who was the starter for the Ravens at the beginning of that year?
For who?
When Dilfer won the Super Bowl. Banks?
Banks, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And then Ray Lewis and Say Dog. Hey, Brian. Brian, you got to get him out of here, man.
Yeah.
Brian Snicker took over as manager of the Braves in 2016 from which manager?
Andy.
Who? Andy.
Gonzalez.
Freddie Gonzalez.
Yes. I did not know that. I was going to say damn.
No, Bobby Cox.
All right.
Well, that's the only one between them, I think.
All right. That's correct. That was part of the other answer. Was the only one who had served since Bobby Cox. Final question. Mark Eaton is one of just five players with 5,000 career blocks in the NBA. Can you name three of the other four?
Randy. Mutombo.
That's correct.
Olajuwon.
That's two.
And is it 5,000?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. Olajuwon, Mutombo. I know it's not Shaq. Moses Malone.
That is incorrect.
I mean.
You started off so hot, too.
I mean, it's got to be Chamberlain, right?
Not Wilt.
Really?
Bill Russell.
No.
Bill Russell's not in there?
No.
All right, let's keep guessing.
Is it Rudy Gobert?
Oh, come on.
Not yet.
Come on.
Is LeBron on there?
No, not 5,000
like LeBron has
blocks.
Every stat. Blocks.
Just 3,000 chase downs? No.
Yeah.
Not Ralph Sampson because he didn't play long enough.
Kareem,
and then Tim Duncan is the other.
Oh, okay.
Tim Duncan is the other. Andy's your winner.